When the bidding at an auction gets furious and you think you can't bid any higher, what do? You might look away or focus on the floor, anything to make it clear that you're out of the game. Plenty of auctioneers might take that as a sign to back off, but not Brian Knox.
My job is to then entice them to bid one more time. So I will look them in the eye, look intently, not sternly, but invitingly, and try to make them feel comfortable and to let them know that one more bid would be in their best interest.
He's so convincing that last summer, Knox won the 2007 International Auctioneers Championship, beating participants from as far away as New Zealand. The 6-foot-tall, 275-pound Knox knocked out his competition on body language, voice, and with this chant.
All right, rock and roll. Let's put the plow on the ground and rock and roll and let's go. All right.
To the untrained ear, it sounds like a fast-paced jumble of numbers and boppity-bops. But there's more to it than fast talking. Knox says sneaking in filler words makes it sound, well, musical.
What you do is you put the filler word in, and a filler word can be anything. You slur that filler word, and it gives the illusion that you're talking fast. For instance, instead of saying, I'm bid $35,000 now, will you give $40,000? I'll slur that filler word and go, well, now, but $35,000, now, but get $40,000, now, but get $40,000, but get $40,000. I'm not really saying it any faster, but with the melody and the slurring of the filler word, it gives that illusion.
He's been at this for 10 years, but even for someone so seasoned, a beautiful chant takes lots of practice.
So one little exercise that I do, I learned way back in auction school, is I'll be going down the road calling bids. And every time that I pass a telephone pole or something, I'll take that as a bid. And so depending on how fast or slow you're going down the interstate, the bidding can get pretty furious.
Exactly how fast depends on what's being sold. Knox says art auction bidding typically is very slow. But at a recent land auction at the Moulton Recreation Center, Knox sold more than $1 million worth of property in about an hour. Auction novice Brad Sutton bid on an 81-acre parcel. But in 4 minutes, the price climbed from $250,000 to more than $700,000.
I guess it's kind of like gambling, you know, being a smart gambler. You just have to get you an amount set, and when it comes that time, you know, you're out, you know. That's basically the way it was with me today.
It's easy to get caught up in the adrenaline of auctions, to buy something you regret later, or to spend more money than you'd planned. This won't come as a surprise, but auctioneers do have tricks to drive up the price and entice people to bid. That's why Knox's other job is intriguing. Sundays, Brian Knox is pastor of a small independent church in Mount Olive.
I would love to be able to preach to you that once you get saved, all life's going to be a bed of roses, and all it'll be just wonderful, and you're going to get along with everybody. But unfortunately, sometimes the very ones that you're not going to get along with...
The congregation seems taken with Knox's style. He preaches with the same intensity he brings to an auction. He sweats and shouts and laughs and glares. He says he's got a gift for reading people in the auction house and the house of God.
During an auction, what I see is almost like a glimmer. The shape of the eye will change. You can tell they're thinking. They get in deep thought. You know, when you dream and you get into the rapid eye movements, your eyes dance back and forth. Well, I guess in a crude, similar way, when they're getting ready to bid, I can see their eyes in deep thought and their brow will furrow just a little bit.
It's the same in the church, he says, only deeper.
Normally, during the sermon, you'll see a little bit of maybe an uncomfortable feeling, and you can tell that they're really troubled and they're looking. And then when you see that peace come over, you realize that they've received the message.
That's the kind of saving you can't find at an auction. I'm Gigi Duban.